Sangrai said in a news conference in Rosebank, Johannesburg, that his party remains committed to implementing the power-sharing agreement signed on September 15th on condition that all outstanding issues are resolved. He accused President Mugabe, however, of failing to negotiate in good faith.
We are saying that we will only be in a government which has the potential to be functional. If that government is going to be dysfunctional from day one, even to the best wishes of SADC, they are not going to be the ones to manage the crisis. We are the ones that are going to manage, and we are the ones who set the priority. Forming a government is not a panacea to the problems Zimbabwe is, but forming a functional government may create a basis of giving confidence nationally and internationally.
Tsvangirai also blasted the ZANU-PF government for carrying out extralegal abductions of MDC and civic activists, some of whom face charges of conspiring to overthrow the government and some of whom today remain missing. He called on the Southern African Development Community to condemn what he characterized as the persecution of innocent citizens.
These have been ongoing since the signing of the above agreement and are a vivid evidence of the bad faith with which ZANU-PF entered into this agreement. These include abductions, illegal detentions, crackdown of civil society organizations, the unilateral appointment of civil servants, senior civil servants, the vile hate speech spewed by the state media. These must stop immediately.
Tsvangirai detailed the issues that need to be resolved before he will agree to join a national unity government. These include the composition of the cabinet and the National Security Council, appointments of governors and ambassadors, and the passage of the constitutional amendment needed to establish a unity government. Tsvangirai said he hopes next week's meeting with Mr. Mugabe, Mr. Mklante, and the MDC formation leader Adam Tambara will break the impasse in the power-sharing process. Tsvangirai also dismissed his ZANU-PF's allegations that his party has been giving military training to its supporters to topple Mr. Mugabe.
We deny categorically that we are training people in Botswana, let alone even in the bush anywhere in Africa. It is a figment of ZANU-PF's imagination.
Tsvangirai also took issue with the government for letting shops set prices in hard currency while most Zimbabweans are still being paid in Zimbabwean dollars, causing further economic distress. Tsvangirai said the man-made humanitarian crisis continues to deteriorate, noting the loss of more than 2,000 lives through cholera, with state hospitals closed and medicine largely unavailable. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapho.